It's 8:12. Boy, Bill Oliver sounds like he's under a blanket doing the news, doesn't he?
Oh.
He's not well. He's got a little head cold thing going
Poor
on or something
Bill.
Like that. Well, he'll be fine.
He has some allergies, actually.
Yeah, I understand. So.
So not under the weather, under the blanket?
Yeah. Well, just that's kind of what he sounds like. So, here we go.
Such a mess.
Thank you. Most popular Thanksgiving recipes on Facebook. Looking on Facebook to find that out.
Oh, okay? That's where I look for all my great recipes.
Baked Brussels sprouts by the Healthy Apple. Baked Brussels sprouts. I like Brussels sprouts.
I do, too.
Yeah, I really, really do.
I do three.
There you go.
For once, something we all agree on.
There you go. Green beans with garlic black bean sauce. Interesting. Cauliflower mock mashed potatoes. Y'all ever had these?
Yeah, and they don't taste anything like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they do. They're fantastic.
They taste good, but they don't taste like potatoes.
Yeah, but that's okay. They're healthier for you.
I'm with you guys.
Put a little cream in there, a little butter. Yeah, they're really good. Really good. I enjoyed that a lot. Cheddar chive mashed potatoes.
That sounds yummy.
By William Sonoma. Probably have to pay him $12 just to get the recipe.
You have to pay him $12 for saying it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Does Brian Broadcasting do a Thanksgiving deal?
No.
Oh,
it's a shame. I mean, really, William Sonoma. Spoon for $14? A wooden spoon for $14? Do I need that?
For that, it better cook for you.
You're going to spank your kids with it.
Yeah, I guess so. Number one is roasted garlic potato mashers. That's the number one recipe.
That sounds yummy.
It does sound good.
I don't know about 8 o'clock in the morning, but...
I'd eat it right now.
Well, I know. We know
about
you.
Give me a bowl, man.
We know about you.
Give me a bowl.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll... And we got... I'm going to save it because, you know, Thanksgiving's on Thursday. We're not going to be here on Thursday, by the way, folks, in case y'all didn't know. We already knew, but we won't let you know. If you listen, I don't know what we'll be playing, but it won't be us. Not sure.
We do best of, but there's no such thing.
Not
superior
yet, really.
Programming.
Yeah, some kind of something. So a development firm is set to build an apartment complex out of empty shipping containers in Detroit. Three Squared, scheduled to start construction next month, on a model unit and sales center where a 20-unit complex near Wayne State University will sit. The $3.4 million project will stack empty containers 4 high, cut windows and doors, install plumbing, stairways and heating, and add amenities.
I've seen that.
Really?
The doomsday preppers use them.
I think I've seen it too, dude. They look kind of like boxcars from trains.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's what they are. I mean, they take them out of ships and they put them on the back of trains or on vehicles to make them truck them around. So they got to put some insulation in there, don't they?
Yes.
I think so. All right. See how
basically, they build out the inside of it like a normal house, you drywall it and everything else. Yeah. It what it amounts to is a short, skinny mobile home.
It puts a whole new meaning to the term boxcar children.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Remember, if your name's Willie, Boxcar Willie. If the label sells, then more companies should consider slapping Made in the USA on their products. According to a new study, 2/3 of U.S. American consumers would pay more for domestically made items in 10 product categories ranging from baby food and appliances to electronics and apparel. It does not say how much more they would pay, though. Okay, they'd pay more, but how much? Even half of Chinese consumers surveyed chose to buy American products over cheaper Chinese goods at least once in a month before the survey. I mean,
wow.
Really?
Well, it is good to support local. Like, I always buy butter that comes from Texas.
Ah, there you go.
Whether it's more expensive than other butters or not.
It's a good thing. Another
I like
butter.
Knowing that it's from Texas.
Another butter. Yeah.
Another butter. Bitter butter. Yeah. I like the better butter.
Yep. Despite signs of an improving economy, the bundled household phenomenon, so that's what they're calling it now, is still large. What is the bundled household phenomenon, you ask?
Great question. What is the bundled household phenomenon?
I'm glad you ask. It's the large number of adult children who have moved back in with their parents.
Oh.
Unable to support independent households. There are about 17.2 million adult children living in their parents' home this year, compared with about 15 million back in 07, the year that the recession actually began, if you will, even though we're not in a recession.
Well, the job market is a weird thing. It is a hard time to get jobs for people my age.
Out of
I'm
doubt.
Just going to throw that out.
Really,
a master's in 19th century studies?
Yeah, you know, I would have thought that is money in the bank. Oh, I'm sorry.
You are so ugly.
What? No, no. But the thing is, you have some other skills as well. And part of it has to also do with the changing job market, which you know, you don't have any control over.
And of the people who are not retiring.
Yeah, really, all of that stuff.
All those rascally baby boomers.
That's right.
Who
people
say rude
have to
things
keep,
and
I know.
Are heartless.
Really? Oh, she's talking to me. And the numbers show.
Yeah,
that
was at you.
I know it was. And the numbers show that the greatest increases are accounted for by the unemployed adult children who've moved in with their parents. 1.3 million unemployed adult children were living in their parents' home this year. The total is 2.5 million, so up from 1.3 to 2.5 in a year. That's considerable. So, with that in mind, the best colleges for good times now and good pay later. Let's figure out the five schools whose graduates earn above the typical starting salary and the mid-career pay for those with a bachelor's degree. So starting salary and then mid-career pay, these are the universities that are tops. Number five is DePaul University, where your starting salary is $41,300. Number four is the University of Texas at Austin. Your starting salary is
really?
$48,200. Yep. University of Maryland, $49,500. The University of California, Santa Barbara. By mid-career, you're making $91,000 a year, so that's a good thing. Of course, again, if it's not, what'd you major in? Middle England, American knots, what was it? History?
Underwater basket weaving?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay. And the University of, number one is University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana.
I'm guessing a lot of those schools don't have RTF and broadcast departments.
Yeah, probably not.
It brings the median income down
really
a
does.
Lot.
It really does. Yeah. Oh, you're going to be in radio. Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. There's no opportunity there. But anyhow, those are the top universities for, and again, it's on a nationwide basis. Again, if you, for instance, stay in Texas, you probably do pretty well going to Texas A&M. Shall we let someone play Jethro Trivia with us this morning?
Yes!
Just for something different. 695-1620, you get to play Jethro Trivia. 695-1620, you can do that. And then I think if we're lucky, we may go ahead and have another trivia question.
You know, it's sort of ironic that you brought that up about living with parents.
Yes, why?
Because today I'm going house shopping.
You're going house shopping? Are you going to buy a house?
I'm
going to look for a place to live, a place to live.
No, I'm going to buy a house.
Are you going to buy a house?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Good for you.
Yeah.
The drive is just too much.
I understand. So you're going to move into our neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm ready to have some Disney movie nights and backyard barbecues.
Okay.
That's because I have friends
to
spend time with.
Oh, okay. Are you going to show the Disney movies in the backyard, or how's that
going to
work?
No, that's going to be inside.
Oh,
I'm just saying in general, different activities that I'm looking forward to in my own home.
I got you. Okay. So now you're going to just drive the streets, or have you kind of picked
I'm going to drive some specific areas, and I know it's going to be... I know I'm going to have to give up the drunken bum in the alley telling you how cold it is. I'm going to have to give up being woken up by a train. And
we have trains here.
I'll have to give up the smell of guano in my roof, but I'm prepared to make sacrifices, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to.
That no guano, I can imagine.
She'll miss the hobo, though.
My nickname for my apartment is Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, I like that. That's very...
Because when the wind changes, it smells like guano.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's no doubt. Okay.
It's either bats or birds up there. I don't know.
Thank you.
Which.
Okay.
Just like stocks.
No.
This is the Dow.